USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A GOP senator who generally supports the president is concerned about his latest foreign policy. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes reporting from Washington.
This to me is just unnerving to its core.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham reacting to word from the White House that it's pulling hundreds of U.S. troops back from northern Syria, greenlighting a planned Turkish offensive against the longtime U.S.-backed Kurdish forces there. Graham calling it irresponsible.
To say to the American people ISIS has been destroyed in Syria is not true.
Graham was speaking on Fox and Friends. The president says the U.S. has defeated ISIS and will bring soldiers home rather than fight in endless tribal wars there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As the impeachment inquiry expands, President Trump now says his energy secretary wanted him to call Ukraine's president. In a conference call with House Republicans on Friday, the president said that Rick Perry urged him to call President Zelensky to discuss liquefied natural gas and energy matters. Secretary Perry's spokesperson has confirmed he supported and encouraged the president to speak with Zelensky. Reporters are asking how the subject of Joe Biden's son, who works for a natural gas company, did come up in the conversation between the two presidents. Talking with CBN, Perry said, "As God is my witness, neither Joe nor Hunter Biden's name came up when he spoke with President Zelensky." Additionally, energy issues were not discussed when President Trump spoke with him as well. One British and two American scientists have won the Nobel Prize for Medicine. They discovered how cells sense and react to oxygen levels in the body. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A sad day in Abington, Massachusetts, after two adults and three children were found shot and killed in a home. Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz.
We need to make sure that we help the people that we can help. But for the most part, this is an incredibly terrible event. And actually, you know, it is what it is. It's a crime. It's what it is. A crime occurred in that building.
He was known as the King of Confetti and the Crying Comedian.
Shoehorn. Folks, I don't dance. It's 5 in the morning.
I have to tinkle now.
You'll get these when you get home and laugh. Pantyhose, that's kind of dumb. Pantyhose, hello, thank you.
Legendary comedian Rip Taylor passed away in Beverly Hills, according to his publicist. He believed the more exaggerated the gag, the bigger the laugh. And he overemphasized everything from his shaggy blonde toupee and bushy mustache to the campy props that were the basics of his bits. One of his more memorable big screen appearances was when he played himself in Wayne's World 2. He also was a regular on the Hollywood Squares, Match Game, and Super Password. On Broadway, he replaced Mickey Rooney in the lead in Sugar Babies. He also played Fagin in Oliver and Captain Hook in Peter Pan. Rip Taylor was 84 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.